לעילוי נשמאס אסתר בס טובית. ביראן דף צדיק זין עומד א', let us, just to get into the swing of the Gemara, let us start from Omar Rav Yosef. He says, Rabbi had had a shayla, what is pshat Rabbi Kiva? That Rabbi Kiva is chayiv, mechayiv zayrik. Is he mechayiv zayrik, dafka lamata miyud, because of the locha kluta kemisha uncho? Or is he mechayiv zayrik, lamayla miyud, beyafinin zayrik mimoshet? Omar Rav Yosef. Ha milse I boilei le Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda kler de shayla. U poshto nelei Rav Hamnune. And Rav Hamnune was poshet de shayla from a baraisa. Meho. It says in the baraisa, mirshus hayochid, lushus hayochid. Something went. A chayfetz went from one rishus hayochid to another rishus hayochid. Va'oi ver berishus harabim atzmo. And it went through a rishus harabim alone. Rabbi Kiva mechaye vechachomim poitre. Zmidiko mar birshus harabim atzmo. Since it says that it went to the rishus harabim alone, atzmo went to mamish the rishus harabim, pshita lamata miyasore pligi. It says, when was Rabbi Kiva mechaye if the chayfetz went to the rishus harab? Ubamai, what is it speaking about? Ilema b'mavir. If it is speaking about mavir, that he's carrying it. Lamata miyesoru de mechayev, does it have to go through the reshus harabim? Lamayla miyud loy mechayev. Ba'omar abaloza hamoitzi masoy lamayla miyesoru chayev. Shekei maso b'nei kahos. So if the chiyuv would be al tmavir, it zicher would not have to be birishus harabim atzma, nor for Rabbi Kiva to be mechayev. El lav bezayrik. So al kocher is speaking about zayrik. Lamata miyasoro de mechayev, lamayla miyasoro de mechayev. So we see close, the barais it says that Rabbi Kiva was mechayev, davkev the zrika was birishus harabim atzma. So we see that Rabbi Kiva holds the halach of kluta kemisha humcha, and therefore he's only chayv if it's lamata miyasore. Shema mino, lamayla miyasore loy mechayv, shema mino bekluta kemosha humcha pligi shema mino. That is what we had learned yesterday. So Rav Hamnune brought a raya that Rabbi Kiva is mechayv davke lamata miyasore and als the halach of kluta kemisha humcha. Upliga de Rabbi Loza. Now Rav Hamnune is chaylik and Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Loza seems as also an amoyre. The Omar Rabbi Loza mechayiv hoye Rabbi Kiva afilo lamayla miyud. Rabbi Kiva was mechayiv afilo lamayla miyud. Ay, what did Rabbi Loza do with this baraisa? The baraisa says Rabbi Kiva was only mechayiv if it went b'rshus harabim atzmo, b'oiver b'rshus harabim atzmo, so how could you say Rabbi Kiva is mechayev l'mayla miyud? Zokti gemore, v'ho diktoni, this is what Rabbi Loza said, v'ho diktoni rishus harabim atzmo, v'idiyacho koichon v'rabonon. To tell you that the Rabbonon don't hold kluta kemisha huncha, that means that Rabbi Kiva is mechayev. The Barais is telling us two halachas. Rabbi Kiva is mechayev and the Chachamim Pater. So between you and me, Rabbi Loza says Rabbi Kiva is mechayev afilu lamaylo meyasor. Because Rabbi Kiva holds Yalfin and Zayrik mimoshet. So why did the Barais have to chap on Rishus HaRabim Atzmo? If according to Rabbi Kiva, yechayev afilu lamaylo meyasor. To tell me that the Rabbonim Pater afilu b'Rishus HaRabim Atzmo, like the Acher Koich and the Rabbonon, that they not only don't they hold Yafin and Zerik Mimoshit, they also don't hold Kluta Kemishuncha. So the Baraisa Chapton Rishus Rabbi Matzmo to tell you a Rebuse in the Rabbonon that they pater Afilu Rishus Rabbi Matzmo. That is Pshat and Rabbi Loza. I have a Shtikel Ha'ore on this Gemara from Taisvis Davdalid Omid Beis. Taisvis Davdalid Omid Beis says a very interesting yesod, that if Rabbi Kiva holds Yalfinin Zayrik Mimoshit, Rabbi Kiva holds in Lamaila Miyudis Chayit. So Taisa says then Rabbi Kiva cannot hold Kluta Kemisha Huncha Domi. Why? Because if Rabbi Kiva would hold Kluta Kemisha Huncha, so when Yezoirik Lamaila Meyasore, so Yezoirik from a Reshus HaYochid to a Mokim Ptur, and it's Noch in the Mokim Ptur, because Kluta Kemisha Huncha, and then he goes from a Mokim Ptur to a Reshus HaYochid. So how can you say Yalfin and Zoirik Mimoyshe? It's zwei Welten. If Rabbi Kiva holds Klute Kemisha Uncha, he cannot hold Yalfin and Zoirik Mimoyshe. Because Vakel, Zoirik Mi, the Lamaila Misar should be Potter, because he was Zoirik Lamokim Ptur and Okam Mimokim Ptur. So Taisva says, if Rabbi Kiva holds Yalfin and Zoirik Mimoyshe, he does not hold Klute Kemisha Uncha. Ay, why Lamata Miyasora Yuchayev Loit Rabbi Kiva? Yomachayim al tzafin and zayrik mi moishet, and then it would be ois gespalt that moishet is chayiv lamata miyud also. That is what Taisva says. So Taisva says that if Rabbi Kiva holds yalfin and zayrik mi moishet, he does not hold kluta kemisha uncha. So then I have a shtikel ha'ore. So what is the chiddush of the rabbonon? I have to lamata miyasore to tell me that even lamata miyasore, you're also potter. You don't hold kluta kemisha uncha. Who holds kluta kemisha uncha? Rabbi Kiva himself doesn't hold kluta kemisha uncha. So then it's modne to understand the rebusa of the rabbona. What is the chiddush? Bishloim, if Rabbi Kiva holds both halachas, he holds yafin and zayrik mi moishet, in kluta kemisha uncha, so then it's a rebusa. The rabbona don't hold anything. Not only yafin and zayrik mi moishet, they don't hold kluta kemisha uncha also. That's shaloike divrei ha-toisus. But if you say like toisus, that if Rabbi Kiva holds yafin and zayrik mi moishet, he does not hold kluta kemisha uncha, so Rabbi Kiva, the machme doesn't hold of kluta kemisha uncha. So he has to tell me, so the chiddush of Rabbi Kiva doesn't want to tell me. He wants to tell me that the Rabbanon don't hold Kluta Kemishonche. I mean, what's the big deal? Even Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold Kluta Kemishonche. Meir Teisi, they should hold it. B'cherib, it's a shtikel ha'ore, and Teisi is davdalad omed beis. Al kolponim, let us go further in the Gemara. Uplige, so now we have Hestis. So Rabbi Lozer hold that Rabbi Kiva is mechayv lemailo miyasore. And he holds Yafin and Zerik mi Moshe. Uplige, now Rabbi Lozor is chaylik the Rav Chelkiya Bar Tuvi. He's chaylik and Rav Chelkiya Bar Tuvi. The Omar Rav Chelkiya Bar Tuvi, and that's Rav Chelkiya Bar Tuvi is chaylik and all the others also, we'll see. The Omar Rav Chelkiya Bar Tuvi, toich shloyshe divrei hakel chayiv. Rav Chelkiya Bar Tuvi said that if someone was Zerik, Mirshus Hayochid, Lushus Hayochid, Derech Rishus Arabim Teich Shloisha, Divrei Hakel Chay, there everyone holds, even the Rabbonon hold, that since it's Teich Gimel, so it's Kilo Noch Bishus Arab. Lemailo Me'asore, Divrei Hakel Potter. Lemailo Me'asore, everyone holds your Potter, because Layafin and Zerik Mimoisha. So that's not like Rabbi Loza. Mi gimel vad yud bonu la machloikes Rabbi Kiva ve Rabbonin. The whole machloikes Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbonin is mi gimel vad yud. Then Rabbi Kiva holds kluta kemisha unche, and the Rabbonin don't hold kluta kemisha unche. So others say you plige the Rav Chelkiya Bar Tuvi. All these amiroim we hear till now. Rav Amnune did not make a chilek between teich gimel and lamaila mi gimel. Rav Amnune said that Rabbi Kiva is machayev Bershus Arab Matzmo and the Chachamim Pater Bershus Arab Matzmo, and there's no difference if it's Teich Gimel or Lamaila Mi Gimel. So Rav Nuna holds that all the time the whole Machloikas between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim is Mi Yud Faisis Till Yud. There's a Machloikas from Aleph Till Yud. That's Rav Nuna. Rabbi Lozer holds that Rabbi Kiva is Machayev Lamaila Mi Yud. And Rab Chelkiya Bar Tuvi makes a psaganza, there's three tziyurim. Teich Gimel, everyone holds your chayiv. Lamaila Miyud, everyone holds your potter. The Machloikis, Rabbi Kiva, and the Chachamim is Mi Gimel Vad Yud. Now the Gemara says, Tanya Nami Yochi, we learned a Baraisa also like Rab Chelkiya.
Bartuvi. Besoich gimel divrei hakol chay, because you say lovot. Lamai lamayud, einei elam ishum shvutz. Lamai lamayud, if you throw from one rishus ayochit to the other rishus ayochit, so the only iser is, also iser shvutz. The iser shvutz is, you're taking the iser darabonin, now to take off one rishus ayochit to another rishus ayochit without being, making a eruvi chatzeris. So that's the only iser, but there's no iser deraiser. If it was both reshuyais belong to him, so there's no problem of eruvi chatzeres, so memeile, so then you're allowed to be zayrik lemaile meyud according to everyone. Migimul vadasore, Rabbi Kiva mechayev, al tzklutek mishunche, vechachomim poitrim. Let us see Rashi. The lemaila miyasora, the alav zayrik mi moishit. That's what Rabbi Loza holds. The plikid Rabbi Chelkia or the Rabbi Loza. Teich shloisha divirakol chay vafal gav deloy noch moidu dechamunach dobi yasadin of love. Lemaila miyasora spotter, lefin and zayrik mi moishit. Bono lemachloikes, migimalates, abaklutak and moisha huncha. Now, lemaila misora, the Baraisa says, it's only osam mishum shvus. Shezorak mirshusoi lushus chaveiroi. So that's also, he took out from one rishus ayochet to another rishus ayochet. V'lam mishum hefsik rishus arabim, not because it's rishus arabim mafsik, to adinamim hoisa etzloi. If there was a door separating his rishus from yanim's rishus, he opened up the door and he carried from one rishus to the other rishus, it's also osa. Ad she ya'arvo, till you make an eruvi chaveiroi. Vim hoyu shteyim arishu yeshaloi, muta lechatchile. Zokte gemore weiter. Leime, so this last bereise says that one, if the both rishu sayochit belong to one person, so one is allowed to stand on his roof and throw across the street to the roof across the street, that both of them are his house, and that both of these houses belong to him, and there's no issa whatsoever. This shayla gufe, if one is permitted to throw from one house to another house, derech reshus harav, if it is mutter, the Baraisa says it's mutter, Rav says it's osa. The itma, we learned, shnei batim b'shnei tzidei reshus harav. If there are two batim on both sides of the Rishus Harab. Rabbe Barav Hona Omar Rav, also Lizroik Mizeliza. You're not permitted to throw from one house to the other house. Ushmuel Omar Muta Lizroik Mizeliza. So Memele, so Shmuel says it's Muta Lizroik, so Al-Kochrit is speaking about, Al-Kochrit is speaking about that both houses belong to the same person. And Rav says that it is osa. So he holds, even though both houses belong to the same person, it is still osa. And we hear enough in the Baraisa that if both houses belong to the same person, it is muta. So the Gemara says, V'lav miyakimne lahi, this machloikis, Rav Shmuel, is speaking about a unique case. What is the unique case? Kigoin de midli chad, umitzi chad. It's speaking about these two houses were not on the same level. One was a very tall house, one was a skyscraper, and the other one a mitzichad, and one was a low house. So what is the problem? The zimnin nofel v'osi lasuye. So Rav was afraid of something else. Rav was afraid, since you're throwing, since these two houses are not on the same level, so when throwing, you have to cover distance and you have to cover height also. So you have to have a very good aim in order to ensure you'll get from one house to the other house. There's a Rishus Harab in between. 16 Amis in between. So Memela, you have to have good aim. If they're equal, the both houses are on the same level, so Memela, you don't have to have such good aim. So we can assume he's throwing from one house to the other house, Mistoma will land on the other house. He's not throwing on a flagpole, he's throwing on a roof. But if the two houses are not on the same level, one is a tall house and one is a short house, so there Ravus Chayish Dilm the Zimnim Nafal. He might throw it, but it won't hit the other house. It's going to fall into the Rishus HaRab. And he might come and carry it. He wanted to throw it to his house, and now it fell into the Rishus HaRab. It's a very big Nesoyim. People might go and pick it up. It's his. So Memele, so Ravus Geizel, he shouldn't throw. Dilme Zimnin Nofal V'Osi Lasuye. Zot Rashi. Also, Lizroik Mizelize, Rav held that one is not permitted to throw from one house to another house, Bishnei Tzidir Rishus Arabim, Vafilu Hein Shaloi Hiyasa, Di'i Mishaloi L'Shal Chaveire, Lav Eshor Ishmu. So if Shmu was Mat HaKochel, speaking about both houses belong to him, so Rav Pikein Rav Asas, and here the Baraisa says it is Mutter. So the Mosa says, Lav Miyakim Nebeirev, and the Midlichad of Mitzichad. The one is tall and one is short. So you have to have a good aim. It's torrid boss, so he's very torrid that he should mamish hit the other roof. Maybe he won't throw it, he won't hit the god. And he might go down to the shusarab now and carry it. So Rashi asks, why do you have to say if you're afraid it'll go into the Rishus HaRab? So this goof is the Chanum Glick. He threw from the Rishus HaYochad into the Rishus HaRab. So Rashi says, Lohochi nokat vosi lasuye, de'ilu mishum nefilis Rishus HaRab mlekechi yevchatos. And that they wouldn't be goyza. Because there's no chiyevchatos. The misasiku eitzel eitzo. He didn't want to make a eitzo from Rishus HaYochad to Rishus HaYochad. He wanted to throw, he didn't want to make a itzah from Rishus HaYochad to Rishus HaRab. He wanted to be mava Rishus HaYochad to Rishus HaYochad l'mayla meyud, which is mutter. The misasik waitzah l'itzah. He's a misasik by meleches itzah. He ended up by making a itzah, but he's a misasik itzah l'itzah. Lo niskaven lizroik l'Rishus HaRab. He wasn't mechaven to be zoyrik l'Rishus HaRab. It was mechaven to be zayik from one Rishus HaYochad to another Rishus HaYochad. So memeila out this chash that it might go into the Rishus HaRabim, Rav would be goyzer. Because he's a misasik who waits a leitzo. So therefore he's not chayav achatos on that. So memeila he wouldn't be goyzer. But I'll kopon him. Well, upon him, he was geyser eistis al tzwat, but maybe he might, but if it falls into the Rishus HaRab, he might come and pick it up. So, Mamela, that's why he was geyser. I'm just thinking, we once mentioned, Rabbi Kibeger says, Misasik is an Isel di Eraise. It's only a potter from a comb. Meleches Marsheves, makes it a drabona. So it's very interesting. If Rashi wanted to say that it's a small chet, for throwing it, since he wanted to throw to the other house, so why did Rashi have to mention the ptur of Misasik, which is still an Isser Deirais, according to Rabbi Kevega? L'chaire Rashi should have said, it's not Meleches Marsheves. I mean, he didn't want to throw into Rishus HaRab. L'chaire does felt in Meleches Marsheves also Dachsach Merafi, if he wanted, he didn't want to bechlal be moitzi mirshus hayochid l'shus haram. But episode is given the misasik is also not an isra d'yereise. Basically, lo'i rabosi. Zog the Gemara weiter. Oma lei Rav Chisda l'Rav Hamnune. Ve'omri lo Rav Hamnune l'Rav Chisda. Minno ha-milse da'oma rabono. Kol poches mi gimel kilova domi. How do we know that poches mi gimel is like lovod? So what are we speaking about? So Rashi says, kilova domi, the rishus she'enoi gavoya gimel, bottle eitzel rishus harab. This means as follows, that we're speaking about you have a Rishus HaRabim, and then in this Rishus HaRabim, it is not a smooth Rishus HaRabim, there are gavshushiyes, there are bumps in the Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara says, how do you know that a bump in the Rishus HaRabim, that is less than Gimel Tfachim, you say Lovut, and it also has a din of Rishus HaRabim. How do you know this din? Hey, since it's a bump, maybe it's a Rishus Bifnei Atzmoy. That was the Shaila. The Rishus She'enei Gavoya Gimel Botel Eitzel Rishus HaRabim, that's a Taitz Lovut. Got an interesting Taitz of Lovut, that it's a Psadin Bittel. The Ritva Pses Moirer dachs sich mehr an this, how Rashi learns Pshat. Aber Alka Odech, the Sheran. Aber Rashi says that was the Shaila on the Gemara. How do we know this din? That a bump in the Rishus HaRabim that is less than Gimel becomes bottle to the Rishus HaRabim. Amalei, so he answered him, Lefishi Efshe Lol Rishus HaRabim Shetilokit B'melaket U'Berehitni. He says you can't have a smooth Rishus HaRabim. You can't have a smooth Rishus HaRabim. So Memele, so that's the reason why we say it becomes bottle to the Rishus HaRab. So the Gemara says, if that's a cheshbin, ihochi gimel nami. If the whole criteria, the whole proof is, because you can't have a smooth Rishus HaRab, you have to have a Rishus HaRab with bumps in it. If that's the lumdis, so even it's gimel tvachim also, you don't have a Rishus HaRab, only that has bumps pachas mi gimel. You have a Rishus HaRabim, that's Gimel also. So if this is a Svare, this Svare should be Mechayev, that even a bump of Gimel Tvachim should also be considered a Rishus HaRabim. So Memele, so it's not, it's, he didn't say a good Teretz. Let us see Rashi. Amalei Svarehi. It's a Svare. Lefishiyevshe lahachik Rishus HaRabim migavshushis. You cannot smooth out a Rishus HaRabim. Ke'ilu nilkitu b'melaket orehitni, as if it was smoothed down with a melaket orehitni. What is a melaket orehitni? Plain a balaz, a plane. Behein b'shnei gavni kelim shal eitz. It's two types of kelim that are made out of wood. U'barzel chad noz b'seichoy. And you have a sharp barzel that smooths out. U'behen mashri p'nei roichev akeresh. That's how you smooth out the roichev of a boar, the machliko. So Memele, you can't have such a thing. So Memele, since you can't have such a thing, Hilkach Gavshushiyais Nami Rishus HaRab. So therefore, a Gavshushiyais is also a Rishus HaRab. Amalei, Imi Svare, if this is the Svare, Afilu Gimel Nami. So Gimel should also be a Rishus HaRab. I have a shtickle ha'or on this Gemara. We have here a shaila in the Gemara. If a bump in the Rishus HaRabim, a gavshushis in the Rishus HaRabim, is it a Rishus HaRabim? Is it not a Rishus HaRabim? So the Gemara, a lomdis it is. If this is we'll come to the lomdis in a minute. But before the lomdis, we have a pilpul in the Gemara. Maybe it's not a Rishus HaRabim. Why isn't it a Rishus HaRab? That's a Rishus Bifnei Atzma. That's what Rashi says. Rashi said, the Rishus She'enei Gavoy, that's a Shail, it's a Rishus. So it's not a Rishus HaRab, but it's bottle. So that is the Piltul. If this Rishus becomes bottle, or doesn't it become bottle? So I have one pertinent question I would like to ask. When people walk in the Rishus HaRab, do they walk on this bump, or do they go around the bump? Now, so if they walk on the bump, people walk, they walk on the bump also. So Memele, so why isn't this mitzad atzmei Rishus HaRabim? The Rabbim walks over it. Shishim Ribi walk over it. If they walk around it, then Herich HaShaila. So Olamaisa, so this bump is not, the function of this bump is not Rishus HaRabim. This bump is Choylik Rishus Bifnei Atzmei. This is not Rishus HaRabim. Then I hear a shaila. But if they walk over it, I don't hear any shaila whatsoever. The Gemara Daf Ches Amud Aleph says as follows. Pachis Mishloisha, the Gemara speaks about an Amud in the Rishus HaRabim that is less than 3 Tvachim. Medris Dorsi LeRabim. People walk over it. People, when there's a bump less than 3 Tvachim, people walk over the bump. I mean, Medris Dorsi, they walk on it. So I don't understand, Bachlau, what's the Shaila? Why is the smoother karka more Rishus HaRabim than the bump? What makes a Rishus HaRabim that Shishim Ribui walk over it? The Medris on the bump also. So I don't understand the Yichus of the plain karka over the bump. The bump is just as fine Rishus HaRabim as the plain karka. And Gimel, the Gemara says Gimel, they don't walk. Gimel is loy medris yaloy. If it's Gimel, they'll walk around. So now Gimel, so by Gimel, I understand the problem. Now Gimel, the shaila is, does not function as a Rishus HaRabim, because when a person sees a Gavshush is Gimel Tvachim, he walks all around it. So then we have to understand the Gemara. So what is the Svara? You can't avoid it. It's impossible. So you can't avoid it. But what mehechi taisi that this should become Rishus HaRabim? If Rishus HaRabim needs tnoyim, that people have to walk on it, so you have bumps. Good, so you have bumps. You can't smooth out the Rishus HaRabim. So you can, our mehechi taisi, it should become, what kind of a svar is this? That it should make something which in Yisod is not a Rishus HaRabim, because people walk around it, but you have to live with it. So you live with it, but Beheichitashi should have a din of Rishus HaRabim. So the whole Gemara, L'davoy nifashtayich nisht. So let us go further though. But the Gemara is L'gzapi hochi gimonami. If this is a svare, so it should work by Gimel also. Visu, ha disnan, a different kashi. If a person started making a doifan asuke, but he started making the doifan asuke from the schach he went down. And let us say, for practical purposes, it seems that is the case of the Mishnah, that he made a doifan gavoya that has a oirech of yud tvachim, which that's the minimum shear, but this doifan did not reach the ground. So it says as follows: Im hein gavoyim min ha'aretz shleisha tvachim psula. If this doifin is to be tvachim high from the ground, so it's possible. Ha'poch is migimul, but if it's less than 3 tvachim ksheira, then it is kosher. So let's see the gilsus habach ma'ikel amei mahos. What are you going to say over here? Bishloim by Agav Shushis, you told me alumdis. Yevshel Shus HaRabim Shatilokit Bemelakit Aberitni. It has to have bumps, fine. So there the alumdis is, so since you have to have bumps, so the bump becomes bottle to the Rishus HaRabim. Fine. If the svore is a svore, so we'll accept the svore, so the bump becomes bottle, the Gav Shushis becomes bottle to the Rishus HaRabim, and everything is called Rishus HaRabim. But over here, da pasnish bittel. Here, by the Gavshushis, we say it's bottles, commander lesser, so everything is Rishus HaRabim. Here you need doifin. So why, when there's less than Gimel Tvachim, is it kosher? Ma'ikel lemei merosim. What could you say over here? Here you can't say it's commander lesser. Here we need commander Isa. We need doifin over here. So what is the makayer that poches migimul we add on doifin? And for the Gemara, ha'osam aynu taime mishum dohavala mechitzish agdiyim boikim bo. So Gemara says, you learned wrong pshat. Not that you need doifin. You have a doifin. You have a doifin asore. You don't need anything. You don't have to add on anymore. But if there's a cholol of gimul tvachim between the bottom of the doifin and the karke, so since gdiyim walk through the doifin, so that is soiser the din doifin and the din mechitze. A mechitze shagdiyim boikim boy doesn't have a teiris mechitze. So that is why it is possible with this gimul tvachim. If there's less than gimul tvachim, it is kosher, not because you say lovud in its keilu nistam. It's kosher because you have a mechitza yud, and you don't have any gdim coming in. So mamela, it's kosher. That's what the Gemara answers. Not that there's a new lamdus of lavud. So it's a Gemara, fine, I'll accept that also. Tinach lamato. When there's a cholol of less than gimel tvachim lamato, so you tell me that you don't need lavud. Pshat is, as long as there's no gdim, everything is good. Aba lamayla mayika lamayma. But we say lavud lamayla also. And so the akochet is apsal lamdus of lavud. And for the Gemara, lo kol pachas mishloisha ke lavud dami ilchus a gemiri lo tzalocha lamayisha misinai. Zogt Rashi. Om alei misvara fele gimel nami, that was the kashen gavshushis. Ha mishal shol maschil leroi gdoifnei hasuke ba'orev klapei mailo. He started being oireg, the doifnei hasuke with the orev, he started from the schach, from the top, or Mishal Shul Bo Klapei Mat, and he's weaving down. Mishal Shul Moirit. Im Gevoyis Minoretz Gimel Tvachim Psula. Ha Pachas Mi Gimel Kshayre Demrin and Lovo. So we see there's a Lomdus Commission, Nichpaf Aleim, it's just like the Doifin went down till the Kalkev, and Nishmul Adlamate. Ha Chelav Taima De Tilaketu. Nearly dochi gasin meikol amayim. Here you can say this lomdus of talaket. Here you have to add on something. Also, mishum davla mechitzah shegdim boikim ba. But pachas mishloi shaleke bekiyas gdim. Not that we reckon that it is sosum. I don't have a bekiyas gdim that is sosu de mechitzah. Tinach lamato lamaylo meikol amayim. Lamaylo heicha demrin and loved lamaylo bekama duchtim. Kegoy makifin gimul chavolim deirevin. You can surround the rishus with three strings. And between these three strings is pachas migimul. So lemaise, so with three strings you can make a mechitza yud. So kochet is alomdus of lovud, that you say it's ki'ilu, the whole area was filled up. Uchigoyin shehirchik as ha-sichuk minat fon is gimul tvachim. The loch is that the sichuk has to be close to the doifin. And if it's on the side of the doifen and there's a richuk of gimel tvachim, it is possible. Less than gimel tvachim, we say lovud, and we're mekarev the schach to the doifen, or the doifen to the schach, or else lovud, psula. But the less than three tvachim is kosher. So Moshe said, there's a din of aloch lamoishim isinai, hilchus gemirilo of lovud. Anu gemorina. Tanu rabbonon, Mirshus Arabim Lirshus Arabim. Someone threw from one Rishus Arabim to another Rishus Arabim. Rishus Hayochid Be'emtza. There's a Rishus Hayochid Be'emtza. Rabbi Mechayev. Rabbi says, Yochayev. Vechachomim Poitrim. Chomim say, Yopotov. Rav Shmuel Da Omri Tavayu. Now Rav Shmuel explain what is the Chiyuv of Rabbi. Loichayev Rebbe, Elo Bereshus Hayochid Mekure. This Reshus Hayochid that he threw Mirshus Arabim, Lirshus Arabim, Derech Reshus Hayochid, is speaking about that this Reshus Hayochid has a roof over it. Domrinon Beise Keman Demalye Domi. There's a halacha that Keilu, this bayis is full of chafeitzim, not full of avir, full of chafeitzim, so when someone throws in from the Rishus Arabim to the Rishus Hayochid, so if we consider it, it's like it's full of chafeitzim, so we go a step further, we consider it ke'ilu it was noch b'Rishus Hayochid. It was noch b'Rishus Hayochid, so this person made hachnose. This person made hachnose. So therefore, Rebbe is mechayev. He says, even though it zoomed through the Rishus Hayochid, Bepoil it wasn't noch, but Rebbe holds a lomdis of Rishus Hayochid Mekure Kemande Malyo Domi, and Kemande Malyo we assume that gives it a lalochek ilu noch b'Rishus Hayochid, so Yechayev al Tzachnose. Avol She'einoi Mekure, but what is if this Rishus Hayochid would not have a roof over it? So then the only reason to be mechayev would be als klute kemisha hunchadomi. Loi. Then Rabbi does not hold klute kemisha hunchadomi. If Rabbi would hold Kluta Kemishunchadom, he could have said the Moshul Fakel, like we had before, Moshusayoch, Moshusayoch, and Dachashusarabim. The way Rabbi Kiva says it. If Rabbi said the Moshul Davke this way, Moshusarabim, Moshusarabim, Dachashusayochid, Vaista is Davke, if there's Roshusayochid in the middle, I reckon Kilo it's noch Moshusayochid. Why? Not al Taloch of Kluta Kemishuncha, not al Talomdis of basic command the Malyadom. Let us see Rashi. Keman de moli, mitoich shuhu choyshech, umolei havlo. That is the svore. It's very, very, this is Sisrei Torah to understand the lomdis of Sayev, the reason, and Bechlal to understand the lomdis of Rebbe, that then if it is keman de moli, so it's called noch already, aber kaponim, azay halt Rebbe. Avul she'einei mikure, kegoin chotzer, so Memele is Andush. I'm just wondering if command, the holding of command the Moli is when it's dark, and if you have electric lights inside, there's no, I mean, you need Dafke this tonight. B'teir shu choyshech amole havlo. Rashi, Agavuch and Afhei set up a little different svore. There Rashi says, Dovo sosom mikol tzad havei kemoli chafeitzim ad gagoi. If it's sosem, mikolat stodim, has a roof also, so it's like filled up, the ein aviroi choshev avir, hilkach kolanizak lesoichai havi kemunach. Whatever goes through is kemunach. Al kaponim, this is the svar of Rebbe. So far, we have here amachloikis, Rebbe and the Chachamim. The person was zeirik mishusarabim lishusarabim derech ishusayochid. Do you say command the Malyadomi in Yisrael al Tachnose? Or don't you say command the Malyadomi is Gonish mit Gonish? So, itum Meshus Arab, Meshus Arab, Derech Meshus Ayochid, so nothing happened. Omar Rav Chone, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmu, Mechayev Hoyo Rebbe Shtai. Rebbe, since he held command the Malyadomi, and it's called, it's Noch, Berishus Ayochid, so, but it went further. So it's called, he made a hanoche b'rishus hayochet, so that he made a haitzo. And then he made, and it's going further, so it's like he made an akira in the rishus hayochet. First he made a hachnose, and then he made a haitzo. Then he made a haitzo. So that's what Omar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, machayiv hoye rebi shtayim, achas mishum haitzo, v'achas mishum hachnose, and the Chiddush Eran says the lashon of the Gemara Shaloi Keseida, because Tachnosa comes before the Haitzo. Yeah. Achas Mishum Haitzo, Achas Mishum Achnosa. Yosef Ravune v'kokashalei. Zokterazi Ratrashi says, v'kokashalei bo da agmere rabbe. Yosef Ravchan, I'm sorry, Yosef Ravchone v'kokashalei. So Ravchone said a memre that Yechayev Shtayim. So Rav Chone did not understand this memre. Le memre, the Mechayev Rebbe atel de bemokimo. So it comes out that Rebbe is Mechayev Shtayim atel de bemokimo. That means he's doing behel amechot. He's doing behel amechot. Hachnose vehoitzo. Hachnose is atel de. Hoitzo is ano. Osan ye Rebbe yoimer dvorim hadvorim dvorim is two hadvorim is three eile is gematria 36 eile advorim eilu lametes melochish and emru lamoishe b'sinai, and we'll see in Rashi, and this is coming to tell us that there are only lametes chatois, if the shigiges melochish there can only be lametes chatois. So we see that Rebbe is not Mechayev Atil de B'mokim Ov. He is Mechayev Atil de B'mokim Ov. One can accumulate more than Lamed Tes Chatois on one Shabbos. So Memele, so that was Rav Chonis Kashi. Let us see Rashi. Dvorim Hadvorim Eila Hadvorim. Gabi Shabbos, Tavsiva Vayakil Eila Hadvorim Ashatziva. Dvorim ashmetrein. Hey, marbichat, hotlas. Eilu begematrit losen v'sheish. Eilu lametes. So memelo, we have here 39 molochis. Uminyone lomoli. Why did the Torah have to tell you the 39? Al kolchach lodas kama chatois odom ischayev behelam echod ala Shabbos. Tell me how many chatois a person could bring. Vimechayev atelde b'mokim ov behelam echod havalu tuve. So then it's more than 39. The loshon of Rashi mischayev behelam echod ala Shabbos, it's very unclear. Rashi does not mean Helam Shabbos, because Helam Shabbos you chayv only one chatos. The only chayv is Doin Shabbos and Helam Melochet. I don't know exactly the lashon of Rashi. About Koponim, Eisus Rashi is explaining that Rebbe said, why did the Torah specify 39? Mustafa Chvisin, there's 39. Why did the Torah tell us this 39? The Sasema says he doesn't understand that the Torah to the Kashim, and he doesn't understand the Kashim. To tell you there's 39 of us. Why do you know there's 39 of us? Because if you're going to start building Tildes, you have to know which the others are. You have to know that there are 39 of us for other reasons, not only for Chatois. Could be Taki Rebbe's Mechayev told the Bemokimab. Yechayev to Chatois. But the whole, the Harai is, why does the Torah have to tell us a number? Sure, you have to know a number. You have to know there are 39 of us. So, Baishpo, we hear there's so much Rechoshev, so much more than Rechoshev. We have to know that there's only 39 of us. So when you start deriving Tildes, you can only have Tildes of 39 of us. But it is not Muchach on the magic number of 39 that you're not Mechayev Achatos Tilde Bemokimab. The magic number, you need to tell me the amount of ovis. So now I'll know there's only 39 ovis, and you can only make tildes from these 39 melachos. That's the Svasemesis Kashan Rashi. Let's see Tosis. Lememre de Machayev Rebbe atilde b'mokimav. How could you say Rebbe's Machayev atilde b'mokimav? Bohosanye. Rebbe said that there's 39 chatois. Where Rashi says, so 39 chatois. So Mamela came in Machai Batil de Bamokimov. Hiksha Haraf Pires. Menolai de Machai Batil de Bamokimov. Who says that Rebbe's Machai Batil de Bamokimov? Dilme ha de Machayev Shtayim. They just said he's Chayev and Eitzo and Echnos. So that's all what they said. Dilme ha de Machayev Shtayim. Hainuk shenoidaloi v'chazo v'noidaloi. It's speaking about Laisa, he did two melachas. He did achnose, and then he did haitzah. So he did two melachas. Now you have a problem, but you're not mechayev atel de b'mokimov. What's the din if a person does the same of two times? She's also chayev one kolben, that's for sure. But what if it's noidalai v'chosav noidalai? That means, a person was koitzer. Then he was koitzer a second time. So he's chayev one chatos. Because Behelam Echad is Chayv one Chatos. Then he found out about the first Ktsira. And then later he found out about the second Ktsira, so he brings two Kobonis. Because there's a din of Yediyas Mechalkais. Yediyas, Acha, Maisa, Achet are also Mechalik. Or Afroshis Mechalkis, Loitrish Lokish. If he found out about the first Ktsira, and he was Mafresh Kobon, and then he found out about the second Ktsira, so you have to bring two Kobonis. So Al Kaponim fragt, that Rav Peiris gefragt, Amir Dike Kashe. These people are innocent, Rav Yudah Meshmur. They never said that Rabbi was Machayev Atel de Bemokimo. They just said that Yechayev two Kobonis. That's not what he said. It's Chayev Shtayim. I have a problem, it's Behelam Echot, Hakid Yechayev two Kobonis, and Machayev Atel de Bemokimo. That is your problem? No, so it's Neidaloi, Vechosev and Neidaloi. Beplukte de Rabbi Yechon en de Reish Lakish, de Mechayev afilu bohoitzi bohoitzi behele mecha. That is Taisvis Kasha. There's a very gishmake ha'ore from the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes says this Kasha is also not so poshut. We hear a Yesoidis Dike Taisvis and Daf Tzadik Omed Aleph. And Daf Tzadik Omed Aleph it says as follows. That a person was moitzi kupas haroichlin, he took out a kupa with 10 baskets of different meaning there, he's chayiv one kolben chatos. Frektach toises, gewaldig. What's the chiddish? Versteht sich? He made one maisa itzo. So toises says, It's speaking about noidaloi v'chosav v'noidaloi. That lemaisa, first he reminded himself he took out this meat. And then he reminded himself he took out this meat. And then he took out this meat. But since it's one maisa, so even though it's noidaloi v'chosav v'noidaloi, you will not bring two kobonis. You bring one kobon. So Taisus says that you saw it. The whole longness of noidaloi v'chosav v'noidaloi is like this. I was koitzer once. Then I was koitzer again. So really there were two maises of Chilul Shabbos. Is a londis. If it's pehele mechad, you bring one kolb. If it's noidaloi, because of a noidaloi, you bring two kolbons. But that one, there were two different meisim. But Taisus says that you saw it, but if it was one meise, so if it's noidaloi, because of a noidaloi, you'll just bring one kolbon. Frechtach deiligis vasemis, over here, this was one meise. It was one meise zrike. He threw in from the reshus, he threw in from the reshus arabim, to the Rishus HaYochid, again into Rishus HaRab. So it's Chayim, and Achnose, and Eitzah. But it's one Maise. By one Maise, where did Rapoiris hold for Dover Poshit that Yechayiv Tuchatois? That no, this idea that is Chayiv by Noidolei V'chosav V'noidolei. So the Sfasem says, Al-Kochach, you have to make a chilek between Hamoitzi Kupas Reichlim. Is one, with one maise is being, making a lot of chilul Shabbos. He's taking out 10 kupis. Here, la maise, it's one maise mitzidoi, but there's one chilul Shabbos after the other. That means when it goes in, there's achnose. When it goes further, there's a haitzah. So even though it came out from one maise, but there's two meloches, one after the other. By hamoitzi kupis roichlim, he's doing 10 meloches, bibatachas. So then Taisva says that there's no ptur of noidalei because of a noidalei. Masha enket, if it's one maise, taka one maise zrike, but I'm first making a achnos and I'm making a hitzo, so then la maise, Taisva holds as a ptur of noidalei because of a noidalei. V'oimari, zokteri di imkein, loi hoye rab Yehuda mashmi einu shum chidush shechayiv shtayim. So what is the chiddush that Yechayiv Shtayim? That's mathematics. So what is the chiddush? If I know that Rebbe holds basic command the Malya Domis, I know there's a Hanocha there. They told me already the Svora of Rebbe, the basic command the Malya Domis. I know there was Hanocha in the bias, and I know there's an Akir in the bias. So Memele, so that there was a Hachnos and Aitzo, I know without them. And that Yechayiv Shtayim by Noidalei because of a Noidalei, I also know without them. So what's that mission? Dim kein lo'er Rabbi Yehuda mashmeinu shum chidush Yechayiv Shtayim. So what chidush is he telling us? Al koch rosa lashminam, the Rabbi Mechayiv atel de b'mokimov. What is Rabbi Yehuda telling us? I can figure out, it's pushed the mathematics. The minute he told me that Rabbi is going by a Bashusa Yochid Mekure, and so Mamela, I know that there's a din of its kilunach, and I know there's an akira, so Vashtaitzach this Tuchiyubim. And the Tuchiyubim will be by Noidlev Achosav and Noidlev Vashtaitzach. Why not? So why did Rav Yudah to tell me this? Alkoch Rav Yudah wanted to tell me, Pshat and Rebbe, that a fellow without that Yechayiv too, also is Machayiv told the Bemokimov. So that was the Gemara's kasha. Told the Bemokimov, I beg your pardon, because Rebbe holds you not chayiv al tilda b'mokimot. So this was Rav Chana's kash. Rav Chana did not understand this member of Shmuel, that Shmuel said you chayiv shtayim according to Rebbe. In other words, that Rebbe holds that mechayiv tilda b'mokimot. He didn't understand this. Rebbe does not hold you chayiv tilda b'mokimot. Omalei Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef told Rav Chana, Mar, you know why you have problems? Aho masni lo v'kashalei de Rebbe ad Rebbe. You chazadayim, this memre of Shmuel, that Yechayiv Shtayim an Rebbe. So Mamel, you have a problem. V'kashalei de Rebbe ad Rebbe. So you have problems. Anan, we chazadayim, this memre of Shmuel, that Yechayiv Shtayim ad Rebbe Yehuda masninan. Shmuel said, in Rabbi Yehuda's case, Yechayiv Shtayim. But like Kashalon, so we don't have any problems. Because it could be Rabbi Yehuda holds, Mechayiv Atelde B'mokim Ov. Who's Rabbi Yehuda? What is the case? The sign. We learned Abarais as follows. Mirshus HaYochid L'rshus HaRabim. a person threw out from a Rishus HaYochid to a Rishus HaRabim, but it did not land right away. V'ovar arba amis b'Rishus HaRabim. And it went arba amis b'Rishus HaRabim. Rab Yehuda Mechaye v'chachomim poitrim. So we chazed, we heard this memory of Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul, Mechayev hoye Rabbi Yehuda Shtayim. Rabbi Yehuda was Mechayev two korbonis, achas mishum haitzo. Because we'll see, Rabbi Yehuda holds klute k'mishum hunchadom. So the minute it went out of the Rishus HaYochid and it hit the Rishus HaRabim, he's chayev al tzaitzo. Now, if you say klute k'mishum hunchadom, it's going further. So now we have a new akira, and now it's mavil daladamas b'shus harab. Va'achas mishum havorem. So memela, that is what Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul said in Rabbi Yehuda. If Rabbi Yehuda says yochayev, that a person threw out from a reshus hayochid, it was mavil daladamas b'shus harabim. So Rabbi Yehuda said yochayev. So Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul said, you know what Rabbi Yehuda says yochayev? Yochayev shtayim. Yechayev achas mishum haitzo, v'achas mishum havoreh. So what did Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shmuel say? That Rabbi Yehuda holds that the mechayev atelde b'mokimo. Mavir is a tilde of haitzo. Here we see cloth, what we have mentioned yesterday from the Baal HaMoel, that mavir daladames b'shus harabim is a tilde of haitzo. So he's chayiv on itzo, and then he made mavir, so he's making haitzo together with, he's making mavir together with haitzo. And Rav Yehuda Meshmul said, yechayiv shtayim. So Rav Yehuda Meshmul says that Rav Yehuda holds that mechayiv atelde b'mokimo. So memele, and Rav Yehuda, we don't have any mekir, he doesn't hold that yechayiv atelde b'mokimo. So Mamela Shalom al Yisrael. The way we heard the memra of Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul, he said Chayiv Shtayim and Rabbi Yehuda. So Mamela, there's no problem. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul, Mechayiv oy Rabbi Yehuda Shtayim, Achas Mishum Eitzo, V'achas Mishum Avore. And he proved it. The Yisal Kedai Techodu de Mechayiv. If you'll say Chayiv means one, Michlal de Rabbonon, Potri Legamri. If we will say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you only chayev one kolben, he's not mechayev atel de b'mokimov. So if he's not mechayev atel de b'mokimov, so you only chayev one kolben, you only be mechayev al tzaitzo. So michlal de Rabbonon, Potri Legamri. So then you have to say pshat in the Beraise. Rabbi Yehuda says Yechayev on Katos, and the Rabbonon say Yepata Legamri. Ha'afiklo Mishus HaYochid L'Shus HaRabim. He took out Mishus HaYochid L'Shus HaRabim. So how could you say that if Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayev Chode, so the Rabbonon are patering Legamri? How could it be that they pater Legamri? He's Zichah took out Mishus HaYochid L'Shus HaRabim. If you'll say that Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayev Shtayim, so then you could say, the Rabbonon are Mechayiv Chodem. Or they don't hold, they're not Mechayiv Atelde B'mokimov, they don't hold Klute K'misha Hunche. So then we can understand, so be Mechayiv Chodem. But if you say that Rabbi Yehuda Guf is Mechayiv Chodem, so Mehechi Teisi, the Rabbonon should pata legamri? Let us see Rashi. Omar le'Rav Yosef le'Rav Chonem. Mar masni lo lo de Rav Yehuda Meshmul Mechayev Rebbe Shtayim aho de Rebbe. That he said this on Rebbe's memory. Because you lay the Rebbe at the Rebbe. Rav Yehuda lava ho omro. Rav Yehuda never said it on Rebbe. El ad the Rebbe Yehuda masni lo. He said it on the Rebbe Yehuda. Lay kashu lay. So there's no kashu Rav Yehuda Meshmul. Lay ashkechon ba'alme de pota Rav Yehuda atel de b'mokimov. We don't find Rav Yehuda patos atel de b'mokimov. What is the story of Rabbi Yehuda? He's speaking about as follows. Mirshus HaYochid, Mirshus HaRabim. Ve'ovar Dalet Ameis B'shus HaRabim. It wasn't noch right away B'shus HaRabim. It went further Dalet Ameis. Koidem Shetanuach.
The ikotalti, so there are two things. Hoitzo, which ended at the loch of Kluta Kemishunche, Uzrika Arba Amish. Hochi Garsinen, Vaachas Mishum Avore. So these are the two that Rabbi Yehuda is Machayev. Verabonon Potri Avore, Mishum Dloisvirlu Kluta Kemoshe Unche. The Rabbonon don't hold Kluta Kemoshe Unche. V'tevi k'mishu hunche mishu yotzeso be'pesach v'chozro v'nekro v'nochel esayvdal. They don't know pluta k'mishu. So me'mele, so there was no hanoch in the reshus haravim to make a havore. Avo chayiv hu mishu meitzo, according to the rabbonin, you chayiv al tzeitzo. So that was the hechech that Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul had. That Alkoch, you have to say, Rabbi Yehuda is machayiv shtayim, and the chomah machayiv chod, because if not, the Rabbi Yehuda is Machayev Chodesh, so the Chomam Gansam Patrik, how could that be? Yeah. Look to Gemara Mimai. Let's go back to the Gemara. Dil Meloy Laim Eloch, Rabbi Yehuda Chodesh, the Machayev. I wish to disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, Amishmur. Could be Rabbi Yehuda also is not Machayev Atel de Bamokimo. Rabbi Yehuda Chodesh, the Machayev. He's Chayev only one code. The Rabbonon Potri Legamri. In the Rabbonon Pater Legamri. Ah, how could that be? You asked the Psakasha, how could that be? The Heichem Ashkachas Lo. Kigoyin the Omar, he said, Adinafkilei L'Rishus HaRabim Tanuach. He said that I'm throwing it out, but I want it to be Noch as soon as it comes out into the Rishus HaRab. That's the moloch I want to make. I want to make a hanoche as soon as it comes out in the Rishus HaRav. Ubehoka mivlegi. Did he do what he wanted to do? Rabbi Yehuda sova b'glinin klute kimoshe huncha. He did do what he wanted to do. He wanted to make a hanoche, and he made a hanoche. V'savi delei machshavtoi. So he's chayev alts hoitzo. We do not say klute kemoshe hunche. So memele, he did not do what he had wanted to do. So he spot after the world said so. Avol atel de b'mokim av. Loi mechayim Rabbi Yehuda. But could be atel de b'mokim av. Loi mechayim Rabbi Yehuda. The Muslim says, the Muslim test on the Noel Kaponim. So that's what the Gemara now wants to be chaylik on Rabbi Yehuda Mishmur. It could be Rabbi Yehuda's Mechayev Chode. The Chachomim are not even Mechayev Chode. Before we say Rashi, let me just tell you a Loshon HaRamban. Now this is a very difficult Gemara to understand. He said, I want it to be noch as soon as it comes out in the Rishus HaRav. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it was noch. Kluta kemisha unche. According to Rabbonin, it wasn't noch. Frag doch der Ramban, was it noch? He wanted it to be noch. It wasn't noch. It was lomdis. Kluta kemisha unche. But it wasn't noch. So why according to Rabbi Yehuda is he chayv? According to Rabbonin is not chayv. So the Ramban and the Rashbe, the Ritva Dachsameir, they all say, not Tanuach, be a balabos of Tanuach, it should be Noch. Roitza ani shetie kimunachas leinyin Shabbos im Yitziyosa. He wants a Shabbos to kahanoche. If it's called Noch legabi Shabbos, that's what I want. But it's meiridik interesting, a meiridik gemara. But that's what I want. I want to make a hanoche leinyin Shabbos. I'm throwing it with this intent. I want to make a hanoche as soon as it reaches the Rishus HaRav. And it's meiridik. So if you're klute kemisha hunche, so he did what he wanted to do in his chayiv. If you hold klute lav kemisha hunche, he didn't do what he wanted to do. He wanted to make a lomdeshe hanoche, a shabbistika hanoche, whatever it is. He did not accomplish, as soon as it comes out, that's what I want to do. And I didn't do what I wanted to do, so he's potter. That's how the Ramban says pshat na gemara. Zot Rashi. Vis avid lei machshavtoi, Shenocha b'yitziyosa miyat. According to Rabbi Yehuda, what he wanted to do, he accomplished. Because it was noch. Hilkach mishumcha. Hilkach chaye mishum haitzo. So he's chaye also atzo according to Rabbi Yehuda. Avo mishum avore loy mechaye. Al savore could be, he's not chaye. Avo gav de choshiv leike moshe uncho. V'nekro v'huncha, ay, l'maise, there was a new akiren anocha, p'shem davet terde b'mokimot. And the Rabbonon is this, and the Rabbonon hold, you don't say klute kemisha huncha, so memele, it's lo yisavid marshavtoi, lo yisavid marshavtoi, so memele, he wanted a hanocha as soon as it comes out of the Rosh Hashanah, and that, this is nish geborim, so memele, he's potter loy terabonon.